Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast. The fan's on at the moment because the shed's warm. The shed studio is, it's not just a shed, it's a shed studio. Plus also, I've just been on a bike ride with my missus. She's been taking a bike ride every single day for the last, I don't know, month or so. I've not ridden a bike since the daughter was born, so we're talking just over 3 months. Oh my, why does my foolish pride try to keep up with someone who's so much fitter than I am? Oh God, I hurt. My face is red and I'm sweating. So that's the mental image for today's burps, for today's podcast. Oh, not even good burps. My legs are shaking and my taint where it used to be, because that bike saddle just really just says hello. Do you know what I mean? And so that's the state that I'm in. Meanwhile, we've been through some newspapers, found some stories to be silly about, and it came out sounding like this. Welcome along to today's show, where let's have a look at some of the topics. I bothered to write down the topics on my piece of paper, so I don't have to try and riff it whilst looking at my scrapbook. I prepare using a scrapbook, that's right. Seems fitting for the show, doesn't it? We'll talk about how to get some sort of cheap fashion. There's some food news in there. Of course, there is two food stories. Chocolate and kebabs, two of my favourite things, together. Am I pregnant? E-gates are in the news, but that's an old story, so maybe we'll ignore it. And something about flowers. All of that lies ahead of us like a show. In the news, Boeing was forced to call off its first astronaut launch because of a valve problem. Hey, listen, I've reached middle age. I know what valve problems are. But two NASA test pilots had been strapped into the Starliner. And they're clearly trailing behind Elon Musk's project that sent people into space. The other thing is, you know, Boeing, what are they most famous for at the moment? Having planes where the door fell off, right? That was a big news story. I know test pilots are brave, but if your job was testing a space rocket to go into space, great, who's made it? You know the people who can't keep doors on aeroplanes? Mm-hmm. So no wonder they were happy about it being scrapped. I think I'd have scrap myself. Are you doing okay with the train strikes all week? But to be fair, yesterday I was looking at the trains because I had to go and do a thing. And there was a launch for a new comedy award in Edinburgh I was invited along to. The trains were absolutely fine. Like, one of them was 6 minutes delayed, which is better than normal. That just goes to show how bad the trains are in the UK. During a strike, they actually run better than when people try and depend on the darn things. Well, now NASA has invested extra money on building a moon railway. They'll have trains on the moon. These will float on flexible levitation tracks. Wow. They're called Flexible Levitation on a Track. The acronym is FLOAT. Clever. Scientists don't mess around, do they? They're good at word stuffs. And this is annoying, isn't it, that the moon will have better trains than the UK? We invented the darn things, and pretty much we're going to have the worst trains in the solar system now. Then again, I was reading the details. Yes, they'll be able to transport a lot of freight, not a lot of passenger services needed on the moon, and they'll travel at 1 mile an hour. So maybe they are exactly like our trains. Have you got a Swiss Army knife? You're aware of them, aren't you? For ages, I used to have one on my key ring, it's just a faff, isn't it? If ever you turn up to a nightclub, being like, oh, no, this thing again. So I stopped, but kind of useful, I guess. Well, now the guy who's in charge of the Swiss Army Knife Company, it's like a family business, they're making a new one that doesn't have a knife. That story again. The Swiss Army Knife is going bladeless. This is like having, think of a product that's famous. I've got hiccups again. This is like having, I was going to say, coffee without the caffeine. I don't understand why people have decaf. Coffee doesn't taste good, but it wakes you up. So let's remove the thing that wakes you up and leave you with a terrible taste. Anyway, so the guy who runs it said, the problem is there are so many restrictions on knives that it's hard to sell Swiss Army knives. So instead, the Swiss Army knife now won't have a knife. It'll just have all the other stuff, you know, for all of those times when you need to get a stone out of a horse's hoof. All of that, you know, important everyday stuff. Bless him, the guy who runs it said, instead, they'll invent like a tool that's useful for cyclists, because cyclists don't need knives. Do you mean like the multi-tool you can get for cycling that everyone already has? I got some bad feeling about this guy. He's not. Don't pin all of your company hopes on reinventing the wheel, because you ain't going to fit that in there. There's, obviously you're aware of this over the recent days, the scenes of chaos at UK airports as Border Force passport e-gates failed. Was it not yesterday, the day before? And long queues formed at Manchester Heathrow. Also, those claimed that Stansted in London had similar issues. Well, look, I can understand that a problem with E-gates would upset Manchester Airport. And problems could happen at Heathrow. It used to be the world's busiest, didn't it? But at Stansted, if there were huge queues at people trying to get through the E-gates, how would you know the difference? Because every time I've been through there, I always... no offence if you work at Stansted Airport, but I always forget this. You land and you think, yay, we're in. And then you've got something shy of a half-hour coach ride from the plane to actually where you're allowed to walk. And then the queues for the E-gates, they don't work. And I understand that might not be an IT problem. It might not be a China hack. It might be the fact that my face does not look particularly recognisable. Not just by computers, also by people who I thought would have recognised me from the TV, but they don't. This one, this is, let's file it under the standard, it's health and safety gone mad. People in a town known for floral displays have been ordered to do a £165 safety course if they want to attach hanging baskets to street lamps. Up in Cambridgeshire, the county council has introduced new health and safety rules. So Chatteris, you know, it's somewhere in Cambridge, isn't it? They're known for their Britain in Bloom thing. They've had gold medals. Locals are furious. Sue Unwin, 64, said, "We work hard to make our town look nice. Why can't they leave us alone and get on with it?" And I can tell you, Sue, I understand it sounds like health and safety gone mad, but no, this is important safety. Because if someone, heaven forbid, God forfend, all of those, if someone were to fall and die whilst hanging up a basket of flowers, what could you do? You certainly couldn't send any flowers. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you're painting yourself into an emotional corner there, because there's very little you could do to try and send your sympathies. England fans have been warned, don't mention the war at Euro 2024 or risk being frog marched to a cash point to pay a fine. That story again. England fans have started saving up for what they might think is entirely worth it. Good news, everyone. British kebab fans want a price cap on their favourite fast food after a politician in Germany called for it. Hello. It's not often I think we should copy what happens in Europe, but you know, if they would have brought this in 2016... that vote would have gone the other way, is all I'm saying. Calls have been made to the Bundestag after doners almost doubled in price. The food, not the... Yeah. Several parties are calling for a state subsidy to lower the price of kebabs. The thing is, there's no reason for this, is there? Like, if you can't afford fatty foods, you should not buy fatty foods. But at the same time, I'm not normally one for big state intervention, but if it comes with salad that I won't eat, but I will eat the kebab, all of a sudden maybe you're onto something. Naomi Campbell has her own fashion line. It makes sense because she doesn't have to pay for models. Is that why they do it? They probably could afford it, couldn't they? Naomi Campbell's got her own fashion line. However, her latest fashion line is now in the bargain bin, with some items costing as little as £6. Oh, the supermodel icon launched her range with Pretty Little Thing, with a huge catwalk show in New York last autumn. 6 months on, most of it's been reduced by as much as 80%. Now, I'm not going to laugh at others' misfortune. Well, I am, but that makes sense that it should cost less. Because normal clothes have more material. But some of the stuff models wear, you think, if you were paying by the square metre, you should be getting this for about £3.50. And it turns out that is exactly what you can get it for these days. So the market corrects itself. I think that's the podcast done. What are the stories we didn't do? There was a rude one somewhere. Where did I put the rude one? Oh, it's not rude. It's about dead dogs. A political opponent of Joe Biden has said that his dog should be put down. This is Christy Noem, she wrote in a book about how she shot her own puppy. That's normally how you hold someone hostage, isn't it? Do it or the puppy gets it. And she's just training herself, like in The Princess Bride, where the guy raises his tolerance to that poison. She's probably thinking, what happens if someone gets my puppy and holds it ransom? How will I cope with someone shooting my puppy? I know. Let's raise my tolerance. But Joe Biden actually has a dog called, what's it called? Commander? And it's bitten Secret Service people. To be fair, if I bit a Secret Service operative, I'd expect to be taken out the back. And so, to be fair, she might have a point. There you go. This podcast agrees with Republicans at some time. We are a broad church, very much like Charlotte. So there we go. We've done. You're up to date with all you needed. You can tweet at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost. Daily.